Well, guys, here we go. This is it. This trailer, this movie I've been waiting for. Final official release date on Shudder. I know people got screeners. I know people saw it in the theaters. And I'm giving you my thoughts and opinions on this movie, Late Night with the Devil. The catch gimmick with this movie is set in the 70s with the late night talk show theme. And this guy's going to be interviewing the devil. And the movie's like about 1 hour and 32 minutes. And it starts off with this big like an epilogue or prologue, I would say. Like the beginning, introducing the Jack Delroy character, the TV host of the show called Night Owl. And how he got his, how he started to do the show, the ratings, how he met his wife. And then a tragic event happened to his wife, which kept him away from TV. And now he's making a comeback. And he's doing a Halloween theme. And then he invited some guests, like a psychic, a skeptic, a psychologist that got to interview her, that bring her patient over who was possessed by a demon. And the movie's kind of predictable, I would say, but I feel like everyone that was reviewing this movie kind of like hyped it up too much, and I feel like this movie is totally overrated. I'm not saying this movie is 100% bad or nothing. But it is overrated the way people hype this movie up. It's not really all that. You know, I feel like the beginning of introducing Jack Delroy was a little bit too far-fetched. Was too long. And they kind of cut that part short because everything was already given away when he was talking about it. His wife. He mentioned his wife. And once the demon started talking a little bit, you could just figure out that he pretty much sacrificed his wife to the devil. It's pretty obvious. Like, it's just so much giveaway. Special effects was good. I'm not gonna lie. I did like once we get to the demonic possession part of this of the movie, it was pretty good, but it felt kind of like campy. I would say kind of like Superman 3, like how the woman came out the machine and looking like a cyborg, like a robot. That's how it felt like when the woman, when the demonic possessed woman was fully manifested into a demonic form. It got stupid after that. You know, it got dumb. It just got dumb. And the movie did stretch out long to get to that scene too, by the way. I did like the psychic guy at the beginning, the first guest. He was cool. He was like one of your psychic guys that could predict, see who he could talk to, people from the past or whatever. And he was catchy though. He was believable. He kind of creeped me out too when he put that, oh, his head started hurting him and shit like that. The acting, I feel like three actors that were good in this movie was the second guy I just mentioned. The main character, Jack Delroy, the TV host, he was really good, of course. Which I'm not surprised after finding out that this guy was an Oppenheimer. He was a Polka Dot Man in the Suicide Squad, which I didn't even realize it. I was like, oh shit. Like, okay. And he was likable in that movie too, by the way. And the girl that was possessed by the demon, the actress of that character, she was really good though. She was super creepy and I'm like creeped out. Like she may be pretty, but if I didn't see a woman that act like that, actually it was scary to say. I actually didn't know a woman that did act like that back in high school days. Yeah, it was pretty creepy. Those two, their acting was good. Everyone else's acting was like lame. I was like, oh boy, like hurry up and die already. Like somebody just kill them. You know, I mean, movie-wise, I mean, not in real life, I apologize. I don't want people taking this the wrong way. I mean, the character-wise in the movie. The movie's definitely predictable, though, in my opinion. You know, like, you can pick up on stuff. When you watch a lot of horror movies, you already know. But Late Night with the Devil, it was just a decent watch. I don't think it was all that. I mean, I like it went with the 70s vibe, like, feel. A little bit, have the behind the scenes, which was black and white, which I thought was really stupid in my opinion. Like, does that even make any sense? Like, why are you monochrome? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, why are you having color in a movie and then behind the scenes black and white? Can you just do the color also? And once you get to the aftermath, the backstory, like I say, it's all predictable once you pick up on it. But I feel like the beginning part was a false stretch. I just cut that down short. You know, there was no need for that. So it's like everything was mentioned in the movie already, like in those here and there, pretty much. Yeah, I thought it was, like I say, it was a decent watch. Late Night with the Devil, I don't think it's all that. Sorry. All you people be hyping shit up. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know how many horror movies you people have been seeing, but if you have seen a lot of horror movies, or you probably never heard of this movie called NWNUF Halloween Special, I hope I'm saying the name right, and the movie Ghost Watch, those two movies were really good. They did, like, the paying homage to the old school vibes, like reality TV base, or like WNUF Halloween Special paying homage to the 80s with the news broadcast. I kind of like how they did it, you know. Even though it had more commercials here and there, but I feel like the setup of it was really good, better than this movie when it comes to setup reason wise. But like, yeah, it was too far stretched. This movie stretched too long to get to this point, you know. Even though they're trying to leave you guessing, but it's so predictable. I mean, yeah, Late Night of the Devil is just a time waster movie. Anyway, over and out.